The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Whether the dog days of summer or the dead days of winter, when the newsmakers take a break, there's a trickle-down effect through the media that eventually lands on your doorstep if you're an old-school newspaper subscriber like me. There may not be much hard content between those folds, but the holidays do usher in the return of one of my favorite newsprint curiosities, The Odd Spot. Here's a sampling from a single recent issue of my Vancouver Daily. The Canadian federal government wants us to know that our environmental concerns are not falling on deaf ears. That's why they'll stop buying internal combustion cars for their cabinet ministers starting in 2018. Thanks to the greening government strategy, new cars for Mr. and Madam ministers will be hybrids or electrics. Chronically tardy ministers will get Tesla Roadsters that can go 0 to 100 in 1.9 seconds. The problem of light pollution is also being addressed across a large chunk of central Idaho, which is going to become America's first international dark sky reserve. I wonder how that snuck by his Trumpness. The 3,600 square kilometer reserve is home to some of the most pristine night skies, which offers stargazers the delight of seeing interstellar dust clouds and other wonders of the Milky Way. The sky is harshing the British mellow of Maserati and Ferrari drivers in the Tony Bristol neighborhood of Clifton. Pooping birds have forced city council into action, and they've responded by festooning tree branches with plastic spikes, which prevent birds from resting or nesting above exotic supercars. The Bristol Post was flooded with complaints from locals, echoing one Donna Rainey, who tweeted, "We have reached a new low. Appalling." Which sounds so much better in a posh British accent. And the Darwin Award goes posthumously to Pedro Ruiz III, who was shot at point-blank range by his girlfriend in a YouTube stunt which went badly. He wanted to make a video of her shooting a bullet into a book he was holding against his chest. The Odd Spot concludes simply with the words, "She fired from about a foot away. He died from a single gunshot wound to the chest." I mean, what did they think was going to happen? Happy New Year's Eve. I'm Cal Cote, and these are the greatest global spins culled from our monthly charts at worldbeatcanada.com. From January 2017, here are DC's beat scientist Thievery Corporation from the Temple of I&I, and a letter to the editor from World Beat Canada.
Full of promises, baby empty bellies. Poverty and democracies and political rallies. But who the rich are lobby for? Using it for votes. Pretending me you're sorry for them winning, it's a joke. I'm sick of trick-or-treaters in costume disguises, leaders. Charismatic public speakers, false prophet and fake healers. Articulate perfect grammar, scammers scamming us for votes. In front of TV camera with an innocent approach. No more lies and policies, bon apologies. Trying to ask please when I squeeze on you upon your knees. Justice or else is the minutes of Farrakhan. Some is stand up a yard and oath with my Glock up in my hand. If I take it literally, I'm kinda sorry, but smart they need to answer what them really do to Prezi. Give me the microphone, I make me rep the innocent. Paying recompense for money spent to feed the government. Give me the microphone, get the people riled up. Too much fuckery piled up, get the team them aisled up. Parallel universes in the same old hemisphere. Authorities, they don't care with them nose up in the air.
As I want bombs, get metaphor it. We got the future, make the youth get metaphor it. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah. If you want to put up your lighter, yeah. Cause our bombs, them metaphoric. Without the truth, I make the youth, them metaphoric. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah. If you want to put up your lighter, yeah.
Make the syndrome get the fences, permeate them residences. Extend up to the trenches, up to where the president is. Karma on the ones and twos, yes, it turn the tables. Had enough for you with your parables and tables. Jamaican bad gal, queen and revolutionary. Never quick to start a war, but shoot whenever necessary. Product of the inner city, where me come from, it not pretty. Survive the nitty gritty, ain't nobody taking pity. Survive a kind of tricky in New York, Cali and Philly. Are the same thing I go on down a Kingston.
Bombs them metaphoric. Without the truth, I make the youth them metaphoric. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah. If you agree, put up your lighter, yeah. Cause our bombs them metaphoric. Without the truth, I make the youth them metaphoric. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah. If you agree, put up your lighter, yeah.
These are the days of the last years. On the last page of the book of the dark age. We are part ways with oppressor, seek predecessor. Wake up and sisters and we team up together. We will meet, we will meet on the battleground. Trade my microphone for a shotty and some papa stone. Just be ready when the gavel sound. Run up all the ground fuss. just around us, so we never nervous. Was a mental worn out, turn physical. From long time scars, we a reap the residual. From slavery to now, now the thing get critical. Them can't kill with soul, cause them sights are spiritual. Sights are spiritual. So they be like, hey, credible on the sights were subliminal. Get them mad, then chastise them as criminal. Give with drugs and the guys, it's clinical.
Cause I'm a bomb, then make a hurry. We got the things that make the youth, then make a hurry. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah, hey. If you are you, put up your lighter, yeah, hey. Cause our bombs, them metaphoric. Without the truth, I make the youth, them metaphoric. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah, hey. If you are you, put up your lighter, yeah, hey.
Job to me.
too much job. Either the bass player or the drummer giving themselves too much of a workout. From the Afrosonics and their album People Meet Your People, that was People Meet Your People. You don't have to go that far afield to find great world music. Those guys are from Boise, Idaho, and their album came to our attention in January of 2017 as we take a look at the best albums of the year throughout the calendar. And Thievery Corporation kicked things off with a great album called The Temple of I and I, and that was Letter to the Editor. Here is Umo Sangare, who brought us a new album in February. She's a queen of Malian music who is taking the form in a new direction, pointing to the future with an album called Magoya, which means future people, on a new label called No Format with a new production team from France under the acronym of Albert. And they've worked with people or folks like Franz Ferdinand and other notables. On this track, she's joined by the man who put the beat in Afrobeat in the first place, the great drummer Tony Allen. It is Yerge Faga, or Suicide, from Magoya by Umo Sangare, as we listen to the best global spins from the year that was 2017.
Bade uyo angana yere faga nyani yede Bade nuyo jonti yere faga la Dunu ya sigi mano jonti yere faga nyani siye Adama de nya sigi kagele kani yere faga sa Bimogo ya sigi mano jonti yere faga nyani nye Ni inyo wana udankaba e barazoro dununya Nikeri basa goye kaba, eni ndoni ndo odunuya Nikeri fasa goye kaba, e barasoro odunuya Ga imani yare faga o nyani nye kide numbila nyana pinjugula Ubu mine kuhu folo koto kwa sunguru ba musu dintewa Jongani yare faga nyani nye nyani te bajama Don't come here, Fagani. Don't come here, Fagani. Oh, my son, got it. Oh, you are Fagani. Yo, can you Yebeyo, John Tierra Fagala. Madame was the photo. Kani yere faga toroya e Ibali malu jigiye Kani yere faga sa Iwolo de umbife Kani yere faga nyanisiye Sise bife Kani yere faga sa Sangare kono bife Kani yere faga nyaninye Imani yere faga nyaninye Ka aumbela nyana finjugu Ubu mine kuhu folo koto kwa sunguru ba musu dinte wa yewe Jongani yere faga nyani nye nyani te banjama
Jongani yere faga
Kani yere faga nyani nye Seidu kan kodo Kani yere faga sa Madina ala eri Seidu kodo Kani yere faga toro ya e Libere vil Seidu kan Kani yere faga sa Sise babife Kani yere faga nyani nye Ibali ma ujigie Kani yere faga sa Iwolo de umbife Kani yere faga nyani nye Mali nye nujigibika Kani yere faga nyani nye Amadu kalimbife Kani yere faga nyani nye de Seidu yo Jonti yere faga la Yakuba kani gaduba bife Kani yere faga nyani nye Nyorombe bife Kani yere faga troya e Imani yere faga nyani nye Kide numbila nyana finjuku Ubu mine kuhu folo koto kwa kan melemba koro dente wasidu dongani yere fa nyani nyani te ba jama ai How mama wa ne ma yere fa abada uya danela uye gnye joko jugu be danela ne ma yere fa sa uya fonema uye dora ku kongalum be danela umu ma yere fa de uya danela uye porno kongalum be danela ene yere fa wa uya fonema uye dia jogo jugu bedanela umu ma yere faga de ne mama yere faga nyani ka au bla nyana pinjuku
Some wonderful events to kick off the new year are just around the corner. Fiesta de Reyes, featuring three of the best Vancouver Latin bands, Rio Samaya, Los Duendes, and Breaking Boundaries, all three at the Fairview Pub on January 6th. The cover charge is only $12. That's 898 West Broadway. February 17th, the Chutzpah Festival presents Troker from Mexico at the Rickshaw Theater. If Salvador Dali ever made a heist movie, then Mexico's Troker would have been the soundtrack. Hard grooving blend of jazz, funk, DJ scratching, and mariachi tradition from their homeland. Their sound careens between the sublime and the dangerous. Their current album is called Crimen Sonora, or Crime Sounds. Gogol Bordello take no prisoners with the opening act Lucky Chops on their Seekers and Finders Tour 2018. They will be at the Commodore Ballroom on two nights in February. That is the 18th and the 19th. These guys always sell out, and they'll sell out both of those shows too, so get your tickets early. And February 23rd at the Wise Hall, presented by the Rickshaw, it's the return of the Polyrhythmics from Seattle with guest Vancouver's own Coco Jaffro. Another great show that you just don't want to miss. We have a very special guest coming up this hour, two of them actually, from Minor Empire to talk about their new album, Uprooted, which blends Turkish tradition and guitar psychedelia. After a couple of months of Donald Trump, no doubt a lot of people were asking themselves, what would I do if I was president? Well, Las Cafeteras pondered the point in song from their new album, Tastes Like L.A. If I Was President is straight ahead. This is World Beat Canada. We hit the air at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio. That's CIRH Radio, roundhouseradio.com. Happy New Year's Eve. I'm Kel Coote.
Señor presidente, pregunto por qué matan al moreno con piel de café. Si fuera presidente, honestamente, si fuera presidente.
As I face the congregation, first thing I do is free education. And every third period, yo, we practice meditation. Like a brown Robin Hood, I take from the rich and I give to the poor. So my little sister ain't gotta be hungry no more. And my first lady will be my mom's, cause she smacked me at the first start of drone strikes and dropping bombs. And if I was president, I'd free all my poor black and brown kids that got caught up in three strikes. And when they get out, they get free bites, so they can ride to their future, not to their past. Go to the store, get some chips with no GMO, cause my folks, we got a right to know. And if you don't know, now you know. Me gusta la lima, me gusta el limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción.
At the opening, give thanks and prayers to Creator and all living beings. First thing, I sit you down with your abuelita, rewrite history so our kids can see where we came from and a new destiny. From Flint to Cali, water flowing pure and free. In my department of peace, would melt guns into pie cracks, budget cuts to corporate kickbacks. If I was president, well, that'd still be drama. Takes a village to heal our generational trauma. So shake your spine, put your hands up high. We got a different kind of party in the White House tonight. If I was president, hey, what would I do? If I was president, hey, I'd ask you. If you were president, hey, what would you do? If it was you, you, or you. Me gusta la lima, me gusta el limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción. Me gusta la lima, me gusta el limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción.
Not the end. This is for those who want to know what Lupita wants.
This is not the end.
Lupita wants her world beat from World Beat Canada. Canada. Canada.
Thank you.
If you check in with World Beat Canada on a monthly basis, you'll find our monthly top 30 chart of the best beats from around the globe and from our own backyard. Another amazing disc came to our attention in June. It's called Les Amazons d'Afrique, which is a collection of some of the finest female singers from across Western and Northern Africa. And the album is called Republique des Amazones, and it was released on Real World Records. What we heard there was Duna. And before that, Five Alarm Funk emerged from Gastown's Warehouse Studios sometime in March, I guess, with their new sixth album called Sweat. It didn't really make it into our hands until like the beginning of May. What we heard was DDPP. They were determined to make this the funkiest album of their career, and so far it has met and exceeded all those expectations with funk, Latin, Afrobeat, and you name it. It's all in their amazing horns. And from start to finish, just definitely their best work yet. Minor Empire pays tribute to their Turkish heritage and to all people who have been displaced around the world with a new album called Uprooted. And we'll find out more about that with our very special guests on this New Year's Eve countdown of the best global music from the year that was 2017 on World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat. Asia Minor is a name you don't hear often anymore, but Minor Empire is surely making a name for itself. The band envelops Turkish tradition in brooding guitar textures and cinematic soundscapes on their fresh release Uprooted. Guitarist and band leader Ozan Boz joins the program with more to the story of Uprooted. How are you, Ozan?
I'm good. Thank you.
And Ozgu?
Hi, Cal. How are you?
It's great to have you both on the program. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
So your presentation seems twofold. One, the dreamy voice of Ozgu Osman, and two, your extraordinary cinematic atmospheres. How would you describe your relationship making music together?
Well, you put it pretty well, actually. We're going for that cinematic expression and her ethereal vocal.
Yes.
That's how we build it. I mean, I'm more of a rock player, psychedelic player, and Özge is a unique singer. So we try to find a cross-section of both of our strengths. In an organic way. We don't want to compromise each other's creativity.
Is your relationship music making? Are you life partners? Or?
Yes, we are partners in every way.
In every way. Okay.
Okay.
Cal, cross that one out.
Listen, you two, we really enjoyed sharing tracks from your previous album, Second Nature. Uprooted seems even moodier still. Is that a directional shift or the consequence of maybe darker emotions in the newer songs? Can you pick up on that?
I think that was just a reflection of what we have been going through in the last 3 years or so.
What would that be?
Overall, the world is not going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Our home country in particular has experienced some dramatic things. And, I mean, we're mostly here, and but our hearts are there.
Yes.
We're affected, and we're part of it. We're feeling whatever they're feeling, and that, of course, reflects into our work, and that mood in is, I think, comes from that kind of mindset.
Here's one for Ozan. You are blessed with some killer support from your band in the form of Michael Acapinti on guitar, Chris Gartner on bass, Ben Riley on drums, and Patrick Graham on percussion. Had you played with these cats before, or did you headhunt for them?
Yes, Michael Acapinti and Chris Gartner have been with us since the beginning of Second Nature.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick Graham, we toured with him back in 2014. He lives in Montreal, so we don't get to play that often. But yeah, we play with them. There's also Ben Riley, played drum. We also toured with him back in 2014 as well. So yeah, we've been playing together for a while.
World Beat Canada is on the air with Ozan Boz from Minor Empire and Ozgu Osman, who have joined us both to talk to us about Uprooted, a new release which has been called an important way forward for world music. Start at their homepage, it's minorempire.net, and check out their album cover of the week at World Beat Canada on Facebook. Ozan, is there a general theme to the lyrics and traditions on this new album? Maybe I should be asking Ozgu that.
Yeah. We wanted to create a theme around being uprooted, actually, like taken out of your natural environment. It could be just being forced out of your land, out of your youth, out of life in any way. That has been the theme, and the original material we formed were in the line of that sentiment, and the traditional material we picked happened to be in that line as well.
I see from the list of shows at the minorempire.net website that you've taken your music to Turkey on more than one occasion. Is that how Uprooted stays rooted, so to speak?
It's our attempt to get connected with other uprooted people, to share our concerns or our transition in this life.
I want to add something.
Yes.
Given the trauma that geography has been through, I think that there's a lot of value bringing art over there right now, Cal. Mm-hmm. A lot of international artists are pulling out because of the political climate, the surprises and everything, but we think that it will do us good and them good if we make an effort to go there often. People need it more than ever, I think.
Are you living in Toronto area now?
Yeah.
And how does that feel, being uprooted from your homeland and with the homeland being in turmoil?
Well, I think it's the general feel for all immigrants. Like, we emigrated from Turkey. We were not little. We were adults when we came here. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people who leave the place of their birth at some point, they feel like they don't belong anywhere. Because it's not that early that you can 100%, you can adapt to the place you came to 100%, but it's also that there are things that you will never adapt in your home country.
So yes.
You feel like you don't belong anywhere in this world. You're eternally uprooted. You know, we're one of those people. Like, we're soul searchers. I see myself as a citizen of the world, not belonging anywhere, anytime, too.
I think you've expressed that extremely well. I appreciate that very much for myself and other people who were lucky enough to just be born here and haven't had to go through the process of uprooting. Ozgu and Ozan, I really want to thank you for your time. You've been generous, and wish you the best with the music and continued success. We introduced Uprooted with, and I'll give you the English translation, "They Put Henna in My Young Hands, a Story About Child Brides." I'd like to wrap this up with something Canadians can all relate to in the darkness of winter, and that's the Sun Song. Can you set this up for us, please?
Let the ice of your heart crumble and melt onto your feet. Let all the suns rise on us, and let blossoms appear in our shade.
Dosun.
We had a nice chat with those guys on the road in June. Jungle Fire from L.A. It's an interesting thing about the big Afrobeat horn bands that are popping up all over North America. They really reflect the region where they sprung up. Washington, D.C. Afrobeat is different from New York. Afrobeat is different from the stuff we just heard from the Afrosonics in Boise, Idaho. And the L.A. stuff tends to have more of that Chicano Latin feel to it as well. And that was NASAU from an album called Jambu, also one of our favorites from 2017. My thanks to Ozam and Ozgu for shedding more light on the really interesting project that is Minor Empire. We'll dig deeper into that very heavily textured album in 2018. We are counting down the albums which made it to the top, or bubbling even slightly under the top, of our monthly World Beat Top 30 charts. New York-based samba singer Nina Miranda is definitely looking into the future and not behind on her new album, which is called Freedom to Move. That's on one of our favorite labels, Six Degrees Records. We're going to spin play, or play spin, if you like, on World Beat Canada. Thanks for being here. I'm Cal Coat.
Reverenciamos qualquer lugar da parte da terra.
Tudo que a gente rega, cresce quem planta. Sai pelo mundo viver, sorrisos na rua.
Liberdade.
All the ethnicities are here.
Etnicidade.
mexe com amor. With love.
Cariri, Carnijó, Semente Viva.
Protegendo a natureza para o mundo ficar belo. Para todos, para o mundo ser melhor. Gentileza gera gentileza. Amor.
Alô, mãe, ai,
ai.
Alô, mãe. Alô, alô.
Vaca rounded out 2017 with a greatest hits release, long overdue. They've had such an amazing discography of music, and finally we could capture some of the best through their contribution to the Moana movie. Disney released their greatest package on Walt Disney Records, and that was Laka Laka, a brand new track. To wrap up the year that was 2017, we missed a few in there. Couldn't help it, ran out of time. We also heard from Nina Miranda with Play, and also Bocante, Timbala, and Chartwell de Turo, Chicago Afrobeat Project with Tony Allen, Band Magda, and their album Tigre. It really was an embarrassment of great global grooves. You can check out the whole list at our articles page at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. The Real Mackenzies pipe us out of 2017 into the year that will be, with the traditional passing of the torch of Auld Lang Syne. And here are words and wishes from World Beat Canada to you and your family. Year's end is neither an end nor a beginning, but a going on, with all the wisdom that experience can instill in us. Be at war with your vices, at peace with your neighbors, and let every new year find you a better person. Happy New Year From World Beat Canada, I'm Cal Coat.
Communications.